Just this morning, just a time to pause and worship you and to reflect, God, on how great you are, Lord, and how small we are.
我们感谢你早晨让我们有一段时间安静在你的面前默想，默想我们何等的渺小，你又是何等的伟大。
We just affirm, God, this morning that we need you.
所以我们承认神啊，就在这时刻，我们需要你。
And God, we just humble ourselves before you.
我们谦卑我们的心在你面前。
And we ask God that you would pour your grace and your power into our lives.
我们恳求你将你的能力和恩典倾倒到我们生命中。
God, where we have felt afraid and alone.
我们若是觉得孤单或惧怕。
God, as we humble ourselves, let us just feel close to you, strong in you, in Jesus' name.
当我们谦卑在你面前的时候，求你真的按照你的名叫我们里面刚强，与你亲近。
And so, God, we ask you to just help me this morning, share just the right part of this message, Lord.
主啊，帮助我今天的信息是集中在你要我分享的部分。
In the right way and in the right spirit.
在一个对的灵里，用对的方式分享出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Right, it's good to be with everyone this morning.
很高兴早晨和大家在一起。
Praise God for the sunshine this morning, amen.
为着美丽的太阳，我们感谢神。
Hopefully,
阿门吗
？Hopefully to make it a little warmer today, right?
希望今天更温暖一点。
I think I'm kind of tired of being cold and wet.
我已经受不了这个潮湿和寒冷。
Some of you guys might be familiar with the title of my message.
有些人也许对这个我今天讲的主题觉得蛮熟悉的。
Yeah, I was pretty certain I had shared the same title before, but Michelle did remind me yesterday that I had indeed.Shared a similar message not too long ago.
我蛮确定这个题目我以前分享过。那Michelle 昨天也提醒我，我讲过这个题目。
The title is the same. The message is a little different.
题目虽然一样，但是内容不一样。
Amen.
阿门吗
？I recently have just been reflecting more on how important.The Lord as our shepherd is in our life.
我最近常常默想到，觉得说神主耶稣是我们牧者这件事是何等的重要。
In times of weakness or discouragement or challenges,
也许我们软弱或者沮丧或者面对挑战的时候，
we are reminded that we need God as our shepherd.
我们被提醒到说，我们何等需要神作为我们的牧者。
So much about the Christian life either works or is frustrated.
你知道，身为基督徒，你的生活无论可能就两种可能，一种就是说真的神是对的，是发生在我生命里，或者呢是觉得充满了沮丧和失败。
Depending on how we're looking at God and how we see ourselves.
这个决定的因素在乎我们怎么看神，怎么看我们自己。
Read with me the 23rd Psalm.
跟我一起读诗篇二十三篇，大家都熟悉。
Or most of y'all could probably quote it, amen.
大部分人都会背诵了，不是吗
？We're so familiar with this passage. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures; He leads me beside still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake.
为了他自己的名，引导我走义路。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽行过死荫的幽谷
，I will fear no evil.
我也不怕遭害。
For you are with me.
因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人的面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
There are two conditions. This is a beautiful promise. Amen.
这是一个何等美好的应许。
This is a promise of protection.
神应许要保护我们。
A promise of God's covering over our life.
他要遮蔽我们，保守我们。
A promise of God's provision in our life.
应许他要怎样供应我们的需要。
Amen. Over our whole life.
这是我们一生的需要。
All the days of our life.
我们生命中每一天他都负责。
But it depends on two conditions.
但是这里有两个条件。
First condition.
第一个。
Is that the Lord is our shepherd.
就是说耶和华必须是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
若是耶和华是我的牧者，我就没有缺乏。
So if we in truth cannot say that God is the shepherd of our life.
所以如果实际上来说，我们不能真的说神真是我的牧者的话。
We can't really say with confidence that I won't have needs in my life.
你就没有把握说我就不致缺乏了。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
I mean, all around us are just people. Every day we see that are so needy and broken that their life is just fractured.
你看我们四周许多的人，他们生活充满了需要，充满了破碎的事情。
For one primary reason.
都是为了什么？
The Lord is not in control of their life.
就是神没有在他生命中掌权。
They are not submitted to his leadership.
他们并没有顺服在神的主权之下。
They do not follow him in the way that they should go.
他们没有按照神所预定的来跟随神。
So all these other beautiful promises don't work in their life.
所以这一诗篇里面所有美好的应许在他身上就没有作用。
But in order to really entrust ourselves to God as our shepherd,
那让我们自己真的能够委身在他的手中，承认他是牧者。
We also must meet a second condition.
那么就有第二个条件我们必须要完成。
We have to recognize that we are simple sheep.
我们必须承认或认识一件事，就是我只是一只羊。
That we are lowly sheep.
我们是一只卑微的羊羔。
I think this is how I described it in the last time I shared this message.
我上一次有跟你们分享到类似的情形。
You know, just sheep.
Bah! 就是一只傻羊。
Amen. Amen.
对不对？
We have trouble with this one.
我们好像很难承认我是一只羊。
We like to view ourselves as in control.
我们喜欢掌权。
Strong, independent.
我们喜欢自己是独立的，是有力量的。
Smart, intelligent.
我们觉得自己是聪明的。
We know how to do things.
我们知道怎么做事情。
To think of ourselves as sheep seems to interrupt that concept about ourselves.
承认自己只是一只羊，好像跟这些想法是冲突的。
This whole thing is done by God's grace, amen?
这整个都是神的恩典。
Apart from the grace and mercy of Jesus, we can do nothing.
离了神的恩典和怜悯，其实我们什么都不能做。
Nothing.
什么都不能做。
We're just sheep.
我们只是一只羊。Amen. Amen.
Do you have trouble with that concept?
对于这个观念，你们有没有困难呢？
Do you have a hard time seeing yourself as just a little sheep?
你会不会觉得很难想象，我不过是一只羊？
When you really understand that you're just a sheep, it's easier to entrust your life to God as your shepherd.
当你真正的认识到我不过是一只羊的时候，你就比较能够信任倚靠神。
So I just want to reaffirm and reflect on how the scripture over and over and over again.
所以今天我想要做的就是借着不同的经节来看，是重复的神讲到我们是羊。
In all throughout the scripture, God calls himself a shepherd.
而这一切的经节里面，神自称他是牧者。
And all through the scriptures,
而称我们呢？
The word of God describes the people of God as his sheep.
神称他的名，他的百姓像羊一样。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Amen. So let's just look at what the scripture says.
我们就看看神的话怎么说的。
Psalms 100:3. And I hope you, if you're not looking in the Bible today, write these verses down, and these would be good verses to reflect on throughout the week.
你若是没有圣经在手上，你可以把这个经节的写下来，这一周里面可以查考。
Psalms 100:3.
诗篇一百篇第三节。
Know that the Lord.
你们当晓得耶和华。
He is God.
是神。
Do you know that?
你真的晓得吗
？That the Lord, He is God.
他，我们耶和华是神。
And we are the people of His pasture.
我们是他造的。
And the sheep of His hand.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
If your life is going to work, you have to understand that God is the shepherd.
所以你要你的生命对的话，要认识神是牧者。
And you are the sheep.
你是羊。
God's in control.
神掌权。
And you're not.
你没有掌权。
You don't know how to go the way in which you should all by yourself.
靠你自己，你不知道当行的道路。
The only reason why we know how to understand life and to choose and make good decisions.
唯一让我们知道生命该如何，并且当做怎样的选择。
Is because as a humble sheep, we stay close to the shepherd.
就是我们知道我们是一只谦卑的羊，紧紧靠着牧人。他去哪里，我就去哪里。
When he stops, we stop.
他什么时候停下来，我就停下来。
When he tells us no,
他说不的时候，我就顺服。
And if we don't do it his way, that's when we get in trouble.
当我们不顺服的时候，我们就会遇见困难。
The shepherd sees up here.
牧者高高在上。
The sheep look at life from down here.
他的眼光跟我们这个低微的羊是不一样的。
He's God. He sees things that we can't see.
他是神，他看见我们看不见的。
And this is why it's so important to submit to Him as our shepherd.
这就是为什么要把他当作牧者一样来顺服。
Psalms 95, verse 7 through 8.
诗篇95篇第七跟第八节。
All the great leaders of God's people oftentimes started as shepherds.
所有神所重用的伟大的 领袖都是从牧者开始的。
Do you remember Moses?
记得摩西吗
?He was raised in Pharaoh's house.
他是在法老的宫中长大的。
He was a prince of Egypt.
他是埃及的王子。
Surely you've seen the cartoon, right?
你都看过那个迪士尼的卡通片了不是吗
?When he saw him as a prince, himself as a prince,
他当他对于自己的认定是埃及的王子的时候
,He tried to fulfill the call of God on his life with his own force and strength.
他靠着自己的力量要来完成神在他生命上的命定。
And he failed.
结果他失败了。
He had to go to the backside of the desert and become a shepherd for 40 years.
因此他必须到旷野40年之久在那里牧羊。
And then the calling of God worked in his life and he could lead the people of God out of captivity. Amen?
使他神在他生命的呼召能够真正的产生作用以致他后来能够带百姓出埃及。
King David, he was a shepherd, wasn't he?
大卫王他不是也是一个牧者吗
?His ministry started by acting as a shepherd.
他整个的服事的开始就是从做牧羊人开始。
You remember the story? Goliath is threatening the people of God.
记得吗？那个巨人在那里威胁以色列百姓。
David runs up to deliver his brothers some lunch.
在那个时候，大卫只不过是去给他哥哥们送个午餐而已。
And he hears this Philistine, Goliath, threatening the people of God.
他就听见这个非利士人哥利亚在那里威胁以色列的百姓。
And he just responds, somebody needs to do something about this.
他里面有一个反应说，嘿，我们得做一点什么吧。
When he was tending sheep, he killed the bear and the lion.
当他是一个牧羊人的时候，他杀死那个来侵犯羊的熊和狮子，为了要保护这些羊。
And the heart of a shepherd burst forth, and he saw the need.
所以在那个时刻，一个牧者的心蹦出来，他看见需要。
To protect God's people.
他看到一个保护神百姓的需要。
And he says, I'll do this, I'll handle this the same way I did the bear and the lion.
他说那么我用一样怎么保护羊的方法来对付这个人。
Like a shepherd.
像个牧者。
Amen?
Amen 嘛。
So it's only natural all through the Psalms, David takes us back to this perspective of a shepherd.
所以在诗篇里他常常讲到是做牧者这件事。
When the shepherd's in control and the sheep are following, life works right.
当所有的羊跟着牧者走的时候就没事。
When we start to think of ourselves as the shepherd of our own life,
但什么时候我们自认为我是我自己的牧者的时候
we get in trouble, things break down, amen?
事情就会出差错。
We sing a hymn, we need thee every hour.
我们刚才唱诗歌，我时刻需要你。
When we think and see and live life from that perspective,
若是我们过生活真的是这样想，这样而行的话，
things work.
事情就会对了。
But when we think we are the source,
但是我们若自认为说我是我一切的资源来源，我要控制一切，
things don't work.
你就发现事情就不对了。
How are things going in your family, in your business?
现在你的家庭生活如何？你的工作如何？
In your marriage,
你的婚姻状况如何？
With your children,
你和你孩子的关系如何？
It usually always depends.
通常都决定于一个因素。
Upon the, if God is shepherd or you are shepherd.
就是你的生命里到底你是牧者还是神是牧者。
So Psalms 95, 7 and 8.
诗篇九十五篇七八节说
：“For He is our God，
因为他是我们的神。
Is He your God？
他真是你的神。
Is He the God of your life， or are you God of your own life？
你是你生命的神，还是耶和华是你的神
？For He is our God， and we are the people of His pasture。
我们是他草场的羊
，and the sheep of His hand，
是他手下的民。
Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
唯愿你们今天听见他的话，你们不可硬着心。
Amen.
阿门吗？
When God was raising up Moses and Aaron and the priesthood and leading God's people to the wilderness,
当神兴起摩西、亚伦，让他们带领百姓出埃及，进入旷野。
In Numbers 27:17,
在民数记二十七章十七节里面
the scripture says, "Give them someone who will guide them wherever they go."
他说，给他们一个在他们面前出入可以引导他们的人
，and will lead them into battle.
所以带他们能够进入征战。
So the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep without a shepherd.
免得耶和华的会众会如同没有牧人的羊群一般。
Amen.
Amen.
This is why the Lord is the King of our life, the Shepherd of our life. This is why God establishes leadership in the home and in church.
这就是神在我们生命的各方面建立起牧者，建立引导我们的属灵的领袖。
Because if we recognize it or not, we are like sheep and prone to stray.
因为神知道，若是没有人引导我们，我们就会走散。
Micah 2:12。
弥迦书第二章第十二节。
I will put them together like sheep of the fold, like a flock in the midst of their pastures.
我必要聚集你们，必要招聚以色列剩下的人，安置在一处。
Amen.
好像波斯的羊，又如草场上的羊。
Whether we like to admit it or not, the Lord over and over compares us to sheep.
不管我们喜不喜欢这件事，神一再的提到我们是羊。
All we like sheep have went astray. Is that what the scripture says?
圣经不是告诉我们，我们都如羊走迷。
Sheep are funny.
羊是很滑稽的。
If they don't have a designated, recognized shepherd,
若是他们没有一个清楚的牧者，
they will almost follow anything.
他们就随便跟随任何的东西。
I think the last time I shared this message, I shared a story.
我记得我上次告诉过你们一个故事。
When we used to live out in the country,
我们以前住在乡下的时候。
One day, there's cross by my neighbor's house. They had several sheep.
有一天，我经过我邻居的家，他有一群羊。
And they were all out in the road.
他们都在马路上。
And they were following this funny little bird.
他们干嘛呢？他们在跟着一只小鸟。
Yeah, out there in the country, they called them guinea hens.
那只鸟叫 guinea hens.
And they're kind of a strange little bird, not too many feathers on their head or neck, long neck.
它长得很奇怪的，没有很多的羽毛，然后长长的脖子。
And they often get themselves in trouble crossing the road when they should be back in their pen.
所以呢，跟着它这些羊就容易出问题。
But here were probably about a dozen sheep following this little bird.
你就看到大概有十几只羊跟着这只小鸟在走路。
And so that bird's walking across the road, looking this way and that way, and the sheep are just following right behind him.
那个是鸟过马路，东看东张西望，那些羊就跟着它后面。
Sheep are easy; they stray.
羊很容易走迷的。
We stray.
我们很容易走偏的。
We get distracted by the craziest things sometimes.
有的时候我们被最疯狂奇怪的事吸引走。
I mean, we can get preoccupied with things that really do not matter.
我们常常被一些其实并不重要的事给抓住了。
We need shepherds.
我们需要牧人。
We need leadership in our life. We need God to direct us where to go and where not to go.
我们需要神引导我们走人生的道路。阿们吗？
Amen. Psalm 77, verse 20.
诗篇77, 第20节。
You led your people along the road like a flock of sheep.
你曾借摩西和亚伦的手引导你的百姓
，with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds，
好像羊群一般。
When God led them out of Egypt，
当神将他们带出埃及
，He established shepherds over there and led them like a flock。
他建立了牧者，好像因为他的百姓像羊一样。
Do you know what that looks like？
你知道这是一个什么光景吗
？Do you know what it means to be a part of a flock？
你知道什么叫？羊群中的羊吗？
Well, the first thing that you reflect upon is that sheep do better when they're together.
好像羊聚在一起会做得比较好一点。
One thing you learn about flocks is there is safety in numbers.
你知道当越数字越多的时候越安全。
When sheep are together with other sheep, they tend to be stronger and safer.
当羊聚在一起的时候，他们比较有力量，而且比较安全。
When you study the lives of sheep, you learn two things about them.
你研究羊的时候，你发现两件事。
Strong, healthy sheep have two common things in their life.
所以那种强壮健康的羊都有两个特征。
A shepherd and a flock.
就是他有一个牧者，而且他有一群同伴。
But there's a new trend today, it seems, in many churches.
但今天很多教会有一个新的趋势。
Many people that call themselves Christians don't seem to believe they need a flock.
有些人自称是基督徒，但他不觉得他需要来到神儿女当中。
They go to this meeting, they go to that meeting.
他们不觉得自己需要属于某一群。
They go to this good event.
他们去这个教会，去那个聚会。
They listen to that speaker or that another speaker.
他们听这个讲员，听那个讲员。
Sometimes they don't go anywhere. They just sit at home and watch a sermon on YouTube.
有时候他们哪里也不去，就坐在家里看看电视机上的聚会。
Many believers in our day have settled into an attitude that says they don't need other believers in their life.
很多基督徒今天陷入一种光景，就是说我不需要其他的肢体。
They don't need a flock.
我不需要属于某一群。
There's no such thing as a strong, healthy sheep that is not part of a flock.
一个真的健康有力量的基督徒，他不可能不属于一群羊群。
Chasing after Christian speakers is not the same thing as having a flock.
追逐那些善于讲道的牧者，是不是叫那都不代表你属于那个群体。
Does that make sense? Now, I know this isn't a popular view right now.
我知道这不是一个我现在讲的不是叫你们喜欢的话。
But we live a better Christian life when we're around other Christians.
但是当我们与众圣徒在一起的时候，我们基督徒的生活过得比较好，因为我们会有团契。
When we have prayer together.
我们有交通，我们有祷告。
When we worship together.
我们一起敬拜。
When we study the Bible together.
我们一起读神的话。
You know what? When we pray together with other sheep in a flock, our prayers are more powerful, the Word of God says.
你知道，当我们与众人在一起祷告的时候，我们的祷告更有能力。
Did you know what? That you can understand the Bible better when you do it with other believers in a flock.
你知道你对神的话有更多的认识，如果你跟大家一起追求。
Because you don't only have your perspective, you hear what's in the heart of other wise Christians.
因为你不再只是限于你自己的认识，你可以听到其他人有智慧的交通。
Even our worship is more powerful when we do it together.
甚至当我们在一起敬拜的时候，那个能力是比我们一个人要强。
God's meant for us to function like a family together.
神的设计是叫我们像一家人，像一群。
We're safer together.
所以我们在一起。
We're more encouraged together.
而且我们会彼此更
勉励。We are happier together than when we are by ourselves.
我们在一起，我们会比较快乐，比我们一个人好。
But oftentimes there's this little thing inside all of us, even as believers.
但是有的时候我们里面有一个这个情形。
You know what that little thing is?
你知道什么情形？
You know that little fleshly thing.
就是一个出乎肉体的情形。
That little rebellious thing.
那个叛逆的、不服的情形。
Anybody have trouble with that little thing?
有没有人有这种光景的
isn't that the thing that we're killing every day as we follow Jesus?
当我们跟随主的时候，我们天天要对付这个事情。
Get in a different situation, that little thing pops up.
在我们遇到各种环境的时候，那个肉体就冒出来。
Telling us to do our own thing.
告诉我们说，做你自己想要做的事情。
We can do it our way.
照你的意思。
We don't have to listen to anybody.
我不需要听任何人的
意见。We don't need anybody else.
我也不需要任何人。
We know enough by ourselves. You heard that little voice?
好像我们有一个声音在耳边说，你一个人就可以了。
Amen. Come on, young people, have you heard that voice?
Every day, 是不是每一天我们都听到这样的声音啊？
Every day, that little thing is in there talking, trying to get in your head.
每一天这个肉体都在我们耳边告诉我们，叫我们
努力。You don't need others.
你不需要别人。
You can do it yourself.
你就照自己的意思做。
You're smart enough by yourself.
你够聪明了。
Hey, hey, Raymond, I didn't scare you off, did I? Coming back. Do you hear me?
听见了吗?
Now, in some situations, we know, well, that's not God's voice.
但有的时候我们知道，哎，这个很明显不是神的声音。
But in other situations, when it comes to gathering with the saints, the flock of God,
但是有的时候，当我们关于说要与众人在一起追求聚集的时候
，we sometimes don't want to listen. We do listen to that little rebellious thing that rises up in our heart.
我们常常选择听那个不服、那个背叛的声音。
We need one another.
其实我们何等需要彼此。
Young people, you know that thing that says, "Oh."I don't like listening to mom and dad.
你知道我们常常说啊、哦，我才不喜欢听爸爸妈妈的声音。
I want to do my own thing.
我要照我的意思行。
I'm out of here.
我现在就离开这里。
I'm going to do it my way.
我要照我的意思来做。
But that's that same thing that rises up and tells us to separate ourselves from the body of Christ.
但是那样的声音，也就是让我们离开神的家的声音。
Amen. Am I getting too personal this morning?
我是讲的是你的故事吗
？A little bit，
有一点。
But the Lord says He wants to lead us like a flock。
但是主说他要领导我们。
His leadership，
他的领袖。
His direction，
他的引导，他的指示。
His wisdom，
他的智慧。
Is stronger，
是比我们更大。
More clear。
更清楚
easily heard,
更容易听见
when we're doing this together with the other sheep.
当我们与众圣徒在一起寻求的时候
Amen. It's good to have other sheep watching out for you, isn't that right?
有其他的羊在那里看守为你守望是很好的
Psalm 78 verse 52.
诗篇78篇52节
He made his own people go forth like sheep.
他却领出自己的民如羊。
Now, did you hear that?
听到吗?
He makes his own people go forth like sheep.
他领出自己的民如羊。
Now, I know we like to think of ourselves as strong and independent, not need anybody else, but God's word says it right there.
我们喜欢自立自强，不靠任何人，但是神的话说得很清楚。
And he guided them in the wilderness like a flock.
在旷野里，他引导他们如群羊。
Amen. Do you have a shepherd in your life?
在你的生命中有没有一位牧者？
You know what that means? When you have an opportunity?
你知道这什么意思吗？
When somebody wants you to do something?
当有人要你有一个机会做一件事情。
When you have an idea to go someplace?
或者你有一个想法说，哦，我要去某处。
Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing,
不管是一件对的事或不对的事
you submit that to the shepherd, the good shepherd.
你要服在那个好的牧者的指示
And you check in with the Lord and say, is this a good thing?
你要问神说这件事是对的吗
Should I go or not?
我该不该去做
Do you have a shepherd in your life?
在你的生命中有没有牧者
Do you have a flock in your life?
你有没有一群的羊是你所属的？
You know, we're living in troubling times. I believe these are the last days. How about you?
我相信我们已经来到末世，我们活在一个非常混乱的时代。
Things all around us are changing so quickly.
在我们四周的事物是快速的在改变。
And not for the better.
不是改得更好。
There is an attitude towards the gospel and towards those who adhere to the gospel, Christians, that is very antagonistic.
是那对那些渴慕听见福音或是已经在传扬福音的人有极大的征战跟攻击。
The values and ideas of this book
圣经中里面的价值
are under attack in our society like never before.
在这里经历一个前所未有的攻击。
And we all need a flock.
所以我们都需要属于
群羊。We need brothers and sisters that have our back.
我们需要有弟兄姊妹成为我们的后盾。
And agree with what the Word of God says.
与我们一同同意神的话。
This is no time to be separated from the flock of God.
现在不是一个离开神的话或神的家的时候。
Amen. Do we have a flock?
我们有没有一个羊群
？I'm not talking again. I'm not talking about just running from one Christian event to another.
我不是说你到处参加各样的基督徒的聚集。
That's not a flock.
那不是一个群羊。
Where people know you.
你要属于一个人认得你的地方。
Where they know your name.
人知道你的名字。
They know your life.
人知道你的生命中的事。
They know your needs and they know your family.
人知道你的家庭，知道你的需要的。
We need that.
我们需要。
This is what activated this perspective of the people of God as sheep.In need of a shepherd is what motivated most of the ministry of Jesus.
主耶稣他在地上的时候，他的执事都是因为人需要牧者。
So in Matthew 9:36,
在马太福音第九章
，it says when Jesus saw the multitude,
36节说耶稣看见许多的人
，he was moved with compassion for them.
他就怜悯他们。
Why?
为什么
？Because they were weary.
因为他们困苦
and scattered,
他们流离
like sheep without a shepherd.
如同羊没有牧人一般
When sheep don't have a shepherd, they become weary, tired.
当羊没有牧者带领的时候他们就会困苦
distressed, they become scattered, they don't know which way they're going.
他们就散在各处不知道要到哪里去
because they do not have a shepherd.
就是因为没有一位牧者
Amen?
Amen.
One thing that we see about when God led the people of Israel through the wilderness like a flock,
我们看见神带领以色列百姓在旷野中如同引领羊群。
He did this by leading them by a pillar of fire at night.
他在晚上是用火柱引导他们。
And by the cloud by day, you know the story, right?
白天是用云柱引导他们。我们都知道这件事，不是吗？
It says in, Nehemiah 9:12.
在尼希米记第九章第十二节。
Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar.
白昼你用云柱引导他们。
And by the pillar of, and the cloudy pillar, and by night by the pillar of fire.
夜间你用火柱照亮他们的路。
To give them light on the road which they should travel.
照亮他们当行的路。
So this is how that shepherding was manifested to the children of Israel as they walked through the wilderness.
这牧者的引导是这样子被解释出来，他怎样带领以色列百姓。
Think about that cloud.
想一想，这个云柱。
They followed that at night, that fiery pillar.
晚上呢，他们是跟着火柱走。
And when it stopped, they stopped.
当火柱停，他们就停下来。
When it moved.They move.
当火柱起行，他们就起行。
Amen.
Amen.
This is how the shepherding work of God happens in the believer's life. When He goes, you go.
这就是神在我们生命中做牧者的引导方式。
When He stops, you should stop.
他走的时候，你就走。他若停下来，你就停下来。
If we're going to have all those benefits, all those blessings we just read about in Psalm 23, we have to go when he goes and stop when he stops.
若我们真要得着诗篇二十三篇里面所有的祝福和应许，那我们要做一件事，就是他走我们就走，神停我们就停。
But it didn't only tell them where to go.
不仅告诉他们去哪里
and when to go,
什么时候去
or when to stop,
什么时候停
But it also provided something else for them.
还有预备了其他的事情。
At night, when it was hard to see, it was a pillar of fire, so it gave them light.
在晚间，因为看不清楚，所以云柱变成了火柱，能够照亮他们的路。
So they could see where to step and not to step.
他们就会看到什么地方当踩，什么地方不当踩。
And in the day, it was a pillar of cloud that provided shade for them.
白天那个云柱为他们预备了遮盖。
So the heat of the sun didn't beat upon their brow.
所以炎热的太阳不至于照在他们身上。
Amen. This is what the Lord wants to do for us. This is why we need a shepherd in our life.
这就是为什么我们需要一位牧者在我们生命中。这就是神要为我们做的事。
To show each one of us as an individual and corporately as a flock.
他可以向着我们每一个人，并且我们全体。
When to go? When to stop?
什么时候走？去哪里？什么时候停
？Where to go?
到哪里去
But even as we're going, that it would provide light to our path.
上当我们顺服的时候，每一步它会引导我们，给我们光亮。
And it would be a covering of shade over us, so we don't, you know, have to be overworked and hot following the leadership of the shepherd.
它给我们亮光，照明前面的道路，也给我们遮盖，以至于我们不会劳苦太过。
How many of us in this room are doing our own thing?
我们在座有多少人
We're going our own way.
我们都在用自己的力量做我们的事
And we don't know where to step and where not to step.
我们做自己的决定
We're stumbling in the darkness.
但是我们并不清楚怎么做
Because
所以我们常常跌倒
we don't have a shepherd.
因为我们没有一位牧者
Or we're pursuing a dream.
或者我们在追求一个梦想
But boy, it's hot out here.
但是你觉得在追求路上哇真辛苦啊
I'm getting tired. This is hot. This is hard, right?
真的是好难啊好累啊
Because we don't have a shepherd.
都是因为我们没有一位牧人。
We need to evaluate our life, test our life. It tells us whether we have a shepherd in our life or not.
我们必须做一个自我评估，看看我到底有没有一位牧者引导我。
I mean, Psalms 23 promises, even as we walk through the shadow of the valley of death,
诗篇23篇说，即使我们行过死荫的幽谷，
there's still grace, there's still a covering for us.
在那里仍有遮盖，仍然有恩典，不是吗？
There's still peace, there's still joy, there's still clear direction. The voice of God is still there.
仍然有平安，有喜乐，有神的声音在那里引导我们，能够有平安。
Amen. Well, let's look at if I can. All right.Let's look at seven signs, seven different, topics that reveal for us whether we're trying to be a sheep without a shepherd.
我们来试看看有七种状况来判断我是不是一只没有牧者的羊。
As we've already affirmed, we're easily scattered and go astray when we don't have a shepherd in our life.
当我们没有牧者的时候，我们很容易就走偏走远。
I already said, quoted for us Isaiah 53:6. We all like sheep have gone astray.
就好像我刚才跟大家分享的以赛亚书53篇第六节，我们都如羊走迷。
Or 1 Peter 2:25.
或者彼前二章二十五节。
It reminds us that we were like sheep going astray.
你们从前好像迷路的羊。
Amen.
Amen.
When we don't have a shepherd, we get lost.
我们没有牧者的时候，我们就会迷路。
We get confused.
我们就会糊涂。
We get scattered.
我们就会散在到处。
We get confused. Should I do this or should I do that?
我们就不晓得说，哎，我应该做这件事还是
做那件。Should I go or should I stop?
我该去还是该停下来？
Are you scattered?
你是不是到处都是
Are you scattered?
你是不是到处都是
Are you going astray?
你是不是走迷了
Are you lost? Are you confused on what to do next?
你是不是搞不清楚下一步在哪里
Do you have a vision and direction for your life or are you always up and down, back and forth? I don't know what I'm going to do.
你对生命有没有一个清楚的目标和意向还是你总是上上下下左左右右我不知道我在做什么。
Being scattered and confused is a sure sign that Jesus is not the shepherd in your life the way he wants to be.
如果你是漫无目的没有方向的话那是很清楚你没有耶稣基督做你的牧者引导你。
So what we're doing is taking our spiritual pulse here, okay?
在这里我们等于是把一下我们属灵的脉。
How are you doing? How spiritually healthy are you?
看我们在属灵上的健康程度是什么。
How healthy is your walk with the shepherd?
你和你的牧者同行的情况如何？
Amen? Are you always confused? Is this right? Is that right?
你总是搞不清楚说，哎，这个是对的还是不对的？
Amen? Or maybe, you know, you go along with one perspective, something that someone says?
也许有一个人这么说，你就跟着这样做。
And the next day you've changed your mind, you're going to go with something else.
但第二天你就改变主意说，哦，我要这样做。
Are you always up and down, back and forth?
你总是上上下下，左左右右吗？
Or do you have a clear vision where you're going?
还是你有一个清楚的看见，你知道你在做什么，往哪里去？
Now please don't confuse what I'm talking about here. Having a clear vision from Jesus as our shepherd.
有一个清楚的看见，看见说耶稣是我的牧者。
Doesn't always mean that you have all the answers.
但是有这个看见，不代表说你对每一个情况你都有答案。
That doesn't mean that you know all the steps in between where you are today and where you're going.
也不代表说你知道从这里到那个地方每一路每一步怎么走。
In fact, some of us really struggle with this. You know, like I know what God is saying and where God is leading me.
有的时候我们会有这样的挣扎，我知道神怎么说的，我也知道神往带我往哪个方向走。
But I don't know how to answer all your questions about all the intermediate steps.
但是呢，我并没有清楚的了解说每一步怎么走，走到那里去。
And sometimes having a shepherd means I'm just a little sheep and I'm trusting the good shepherd.
很多时候，身为一个羊，说我有牧者的态度就是说我什么都不知道。
And he's leading me that way.
但是呢，我就紧紧跟随，他要带我往那里去。
Did you know when the Lord led Israel out of Egypt?
你知道当神带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候，像一群羊
，They were going through the wilderness.
他们在旷野里行走。
That was not the shortest path to the promised land.
他们神带他们走的道路不是进那个应许之地最快的道路。
If the Israelites would have had a little GPS back then,
如果以色列人那时候有 GPS 的话，
导航的话 ，Are you sure, Lord? Because this looks like we're going the long way.
他会看着他们导航说：“神啊，你确定走这里吗？这是绕路啊。”
It was similar. I'm sure there would have been some, you know, people there.Questioning the wisdom of God.
我相信会有人会质疑神的智慧。
Did you know that sometimes?
但是你知道有的时候。
As you follow the Lord as your shepherd.
当你跟随神。
Like a little sheep.
好像羊跟随牧者的话。
He takes you the long way.
他带你走有时候是走远一点的路。
Did you hear me?
听见了吗？
Sometimes when you crunch the numbers and look on paper, it is the longer path.
有的时候你坐下来计算一下，发现说啊。这条路比较远啊。
But sometimes the Lord has His reasons, amen.
但是神这样做是有他的原因的。
That we do not understand.
我们往不明白。
Because He sees from the shepherd's perspective.
因为神的眼光是牧者的眼光。
And we're just a little sheep down here.
我们只是那个贴近地面的小羊。
I can't even see past that other sheep over there. You know?
我甚至看不那个羊太高，它以外的我都看不见了。
Amen? Are you willing to be okay with that?
那你能不能够接受这样的带领？
But sometimes we're so insecure, people poke and ask us questions. Well, that doesn't make sense.
但是我们常常没有安全感，所以常常会说
That's not the smartest way to do it.
这个不合理啊，不应该，这不是最聪明的做法。
People that do not have an experienced walk in the Spirit, they don't have a history with God.
特别那些没有跟神同行的学习多那样学习的人。
Sometimes they do not understand how the Lord leads.
他们不了解神常常是怎么引导。
Sometimes God takes us through some challenges, amen.
有的时候在这跟随路上，神让我们遇见挑战。
And you're going, Lord, this isn't the short way to get there.
你就说神啊，这不是一个最容易的道路啊，这个蛮不舒服的，好难呐、啊。
Amen?Are you confused, or do you have clear vision?
你是看不清楚前面很混淆，还是说你有清楚的意象？
Another sign that we do not have God as the shepherd of our life.
另外一个证明我们是没有神做我们牧者的情况。
We have trouble discerning the voice of God.
就是我们无法分辨神的声音。
The beautiful promise of John 10:27.
在约翰福音第十章第七节很清楚的告诉我们。
Jesus says about his sheep.
27节。
My sheep hear my voice.
主耶稣讲到他跟羊的关系，他说我的羊。
I know them. I know them. And later on in John 10, he says, I know their names.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，而且我知道他们的名字。
I know them and they follow me.
我认识他们，他们跟随我。
They hear my voice.
他们听见我的声音。
They know me.
他们认识。
Follow me.
而且他们会跟随我。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Do you know how to discern the voice of God?
你能够分辨什么是神的声音吗？
Do you know how, you know what I'm talking about? You're reading the word and all of a sudden a truth will just jump off the page and grip your heart.
就好像有的时候我们读圣经突然有一经节就跳出来抓住我们的心。
In that moment you realize this isn't just an academic understanding of the scripture.
当时你就会了解说我不是只是在我的悟性里认识了这句话。
Speaking to my heart.
而是神借着这句话向我说话。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
And do you know how in the place of prayer to wait on God and the word of God just resonates in your heart?
或者有的时候你跪下来祷告在他的同在当中突然神的话在你心中浮现。
He makes such an impact upon you. You go, I know I have heard him.
你就知道我知道这是神说话我听见了。
And oftentimes the reason why we wander, why we're scattered, why we're confused, is because we're not hearing God's voice.
很多时候我们会漂流，我们会走丢，或者是走迷，是因为我们不认识神的声音。
Over and over, it doesn't matter how long I've been a believer.
不管我信主多久了。
This seems to be the number one challenge among most Christians.
对我来说，我觉得这是所有信主的人最大的挑战。
They struggle to hear God's voice.
他们挣扎的要听见神的声音。
And oftentimes for simply because they ignore God's word.
其实很简单。
Neglect God's word.
他们最大的原因就是他们根本忽略了圣经。
Simply because they do not spend regular times in prayer.
常常最简单的原因就是他们没有花时间祷告或读经。
And you know where another place where you hear God's voice?
你知道还有另外一个地方你可以常听到神的声音吗？
When you're with the rest of your little sheep friends in the flock of God.
就是呢，你跟你的群羊在羊圈里安息的时候。
You get discernment how to hear and follow the leadership of the shepherd when you're with the rest of the sheep.
当你跟群羊在一起的时候，你更容易听见明白神的声音。
Because that's how they move. They move together. You go, oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. I was over there eating some grass. They're all moving this way. I see where the shepherd is now.
也许我刚才忙着吃草，结果群羊都往那个方向走，我赶快起来跟随，因为牧者已经起行了。
Are you guys getting this today?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Is this too silly, Fisher? Is this making sense? You have to encourage me better than that, brother. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Elisha. I just have to ask the right guy. Amen. Okay, so they're confused.They don't discern and hear God's voice.
他们无法分辨神的声音，以至于他们是迷糊的。
Number three.
第三个。
They feel unloved and insecure.
他们觉得没有被爱，觉得他们没有安全感。
Nobody loves me.
都没有人爱我。
I'm just one little sheep. I guess I'm just a black sheep. Nobody loves me.
我只是那一批黑羊，没有人在乎我。
Amen.We all get insecure and feel unloved, uncared for.
我们常常觉得自己是没有人爱的，没有人注意的，没有人关心的。
Anybody else struggle with that besides me?
除了我以外，还有谁有这种感觉？
You ever feel like you're unloved? You ever feel insecure, like you're all alone?
你有没有觉得你是孤独的，没有人爱，没有人关心的？
Nobody understands you.
都没有人了解我。
Come on, do you feel that way?
你有这样的感觉吗？
We all feel that way, don't we?
我们多少都有这样感觉。
You know what cures that?
你知道怎么样得医治吗？
The arms of the shepherd.
就是有一个牧者的怀抱。
Time with the shepherd. Being close to the shepherd.
靠近牧者，
Amen?
花时间靠近他。
Because the shepherd loves the sheep.
因为牧者是爱他的羊。
The shepherd knows their name.
而且牧者认得他的羊，知道他们的名字。
The shepherd touches the sheep.
他也会抚摸他的羊。
He is close to the sheep.
他是靠近他的羊。
The sheep are the shepherd's life.
对牧者而说，羊就是他的命。
He is a good shepherd, and he lays down his life for the flock.
主耶稣是那位为羊舍命的牧者。
Everything about the shepherd says he loves you. Amen.
所有牧者的行动都告诉羊，他爱他们。
He's protecting you. He's watching over you. He's caring for you.
他爱你，他保护你，他关心你。
He's listening. He can hear a sheep a long way away and run to their help and aid.
他听见你的声音，也许你在很远处，你一呼求，他就到了。
A sure sign that you're out of touch with the good shepherd and the flock of God.
有一个很清楚的表征，若是你远离牧者，远离群羊。
Oh, nobody loves me.
就是你觉得都没有人爱我。
Amen. I feel so all by myself.
我觉得我是孤单一人。
This is what happens when you get far away from the shepherd.
当你远离牧人的时候，你就会有这样的感
觉。And this is what happens when you get far away from the flock.
或者你远离群羊的时候。
Does that make sense?
你们这个合理吗？
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth.
这是一个真实的情形。
Isaiah 40 verse 11.
以赛亚书第四十篇第十一节
The scripture promises
他应许我们
He will feed his flock like a shepherd
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群
He will carry the lambs in his arms
他用膀臂聚集羊羔
Holding them close to his heart
抱在怀中
He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young
他会慢慢地引导那乳养小羊的
Amen?
Amen 吗
Do you relate to that experience?
你有这样的经历吗?
Another sign that you're not in close contact with the Good Shepherd, that you're kind of out of place with the flock of God,
另外一个很明显你与神与群羊远离的情形
you get easily tricked.
就是你很容易上当
you are easily deceived.
你很容易被骗
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Let's just admit it. Sheep aren't, how shall we say this? In the animal kingdom, they're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Can I say that?
在动物的世界里，羊的确不是最聪明的。
Does that translate, Michelle?
不是最聪明的。
They're not.
他们真不是最聪明的。
And it's okay.
那也没有关系啊。
Because they don't have to be
all-knowing. 他们不需要很聪明啊。
Because they have a good shepherd.
因为他们有一位好牧者啊。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
It's, you know, other than knowing how big and great God is,
所有其他人都知道神何等的伟大。
The next best thing to know is how insufficient you and I are by ourselves.
知道神是伟大的是很重要。另外一个重要是就知道我们是何等的渺小。
Without Jesus, we are nothing. Amen.
因为远离了神，我们什么都不是。
One old preacher used to try describe himself as a zero with the rim kicked off.
Huh?
This isn't going to translate easy.
The zero with the rim kicked off,
yeah,
then there's nothing left, right? Okay. 有一个讲员说，我就好像一个零。然后
okay, so take that zero and kick the rim off. What do you got? We're nothing without Jesus.
没有耶稣，我们什么都不是。
We are easily taken in by the lies of the enemy if we do not have the shepherd in our life and we're not closely connected to the flock of God.
若是我们没有一个好的牧者在我们生命里，或者没有一个群羊与我在，我们很容易就上当受骗。我们是在危险的里面。
We're in danger of being cheated and stolen from and taken advantage of by the spiritual forces in the enemy unless we stay close to the shepherd.
除非我们紧紧地靠着牧者而行，不然我们很容易被那个恶者所欺骗或破坏。
Amen.
Amen 吗?
I know we don't like to swallow that. We don't like to receive that, but it's the truth.
也许我们不喜欢听这样的话，但这就是事实。
Where's my passage here? Zechariah 10:2.
在撒加利亚书第十章第二节。
The prophet reminds the people of God, household gods give worthless advice.
在这里先知撒加利亚劝告大家说那家中的偶像所说的是虚空。
Think about maybe your ancestors that worshipped stone and wood.
想想我们的祖先拜各样的东西木头做的石头做的。
Think about people in this room that worship inanimate objects.
想想在座的我们当中我们家里所敬拜的。
Every thought goes to some silly inanimate possession or object. We worship things.
常常我们有各样的迷信，结果我们所拜的、所寻求的是事物。
We let objects and material possessions rule our life, control the pace of our life.
我们让属物质的东西引导我们一生所追求的道路。
This shows
这表示
how prone we are to be deceived.
我们何等容易受欺骗。
The scriptures in the Old Testament, they don't have a mouth, but yet they can't speak. But we bow before them.
那些偶像，他们甚至没有嘴巴可以说话，我们居然还在那里拜他们。
I don't care if it's your graven image or if it's your bank account. We worship stuff.
我不知道，我不管你想到的是什么，也许是你银行里的钱或其他的事，但是我们的确追求敬拜很多物质的东西。
It just proves that we are easily tricked.
就表示呢，我们很容易上当受骗。
This affirms the fact why we need a shepherd.
这就是证明说为什么我需要有位牧者。
This confirms for us why I need other sheep in my life to say, "Bah, you better watch out."
这也证实为什么我需要活在群羊当中，别的羊可以劝告我说，你最好。
It's what a blessing to have elders in our life.
能够在我们生命中有年长的是何等有福的。
What a blessing to have friends in our life.
能够有朋友是何等有福的。
That recognize things that sometimes we don't, and they pull us aside and they remind us you should be careful about that.
他们会察觉中我们在我们生命中什么地方有问题，把我们拉到一边说你最好小心点。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Number five.
第五件事。
Again, it goes in line. We're vulnerable and unprotected without a shepherd in our life.
没有牧者，我们是很无助的，是没有保护的。
Do you constantly have trouble in your life?
你是不是生命中一天到晚有各样的问题？
Some things life seems to be taking advantage of you at every turn. Things are difficult.
好像无论你做什么，任何时刻。都很困难。
This also can be a sign that we don't have a shepherd in our life.
这可能表示你没有一个真实的牧者在你生命里。
Micah 7:14.
弥迦书第七章十四节。
Oh Lord, protect your people with your shepherd's staff.
用你的杖牧放你独居的民。
Lead your flock, your special possession.
就是你产业的羊群。
Though they live alone in a thicket on the heights of Mount Carmel,
他们在密加密山的树林中
let them graze in fertile pastures.
求你带他们经过草地。
Amen.
Amen.
Protect us, Lord. We're not alone. We're not by ourselves.
主啊，保守我们，叫我们不落单。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a shepherd in our life.
我们生命中是有一位牧者。
Number six.
第六个迹象。
Just a couple more, hang in there.
就再两个，大家忍耐一下。
Number six.
第六个迹象。
Again, this also is the fruit of easily straying, having trouble hearing God, feeling unloved and insecure, being easily tricked or deceived. This leads to number six, which is being fearful.
前面的五项呢，就带进了这第六项的光景，就是害怕。惧怕。
Is fear a regular problem in your life?
在你生命中，惧怕是一个很常出现的状况吗？
Anxious.
不安，惧怕。
Unsettled.
没有平安，不稳。
Always scared.
总是害怕。
Believing, you know, a bad thing is always going to happen.
总是想坏事要发生，总是负面的。有没有这
样？ Do you struggle with fear?
你是不是常常与惧怕在那里征战。
The scripture says God has not given us a spirit of fear.
圣经说了，他给我们的不是一个胆怯的灵。
But love, power, and a sound mind.
但是一个刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
A mind that is always filled with fear, always anxious, always thinking something bad is going to happen to you. That is not a sound mind.
一个真的刚强的心灵，不是一天到晚害怕，总觉得不好的事情会发生。
You know that little sheep? He's just a little guy. He can go anywhere when he's with the sheep.
你知道羊只要跟着群羊牧者呢，他可以去任何地方。
He can scale high mountains and go to dangerous places when he's beside the shepherd.
只要他是在牧者旁边呢，他可以爬高山或去任何危险的地方。
Places he would never dream of going all by himself.
去那些他做梦都不敢一个人去的地方。
In fact, the scripture says, "The Lord, He is my shepherd; He makes me lie down in green pastures."
诗篇讲得很清楚，他是我的牧者，他使我躺在青草地上。
We talked about this the last time. The reason that's a significant statement.
为什么这个很重要呢？
One of the hardest things to get sheep to do is to lie down.
你知道，就牧者来说，很难叫羊躺下来。
Because they're always scared.
因为他们总是很害怕。
In fact, their a safety mechanism, a defense, their main defense mechanism is to be on their feet. You know, they're always looking. If someone's going to jump out there and get them, they can run, right? They're always on their feet, looking around.
他们总是站着,
and if they lay down, they feel vulnerable.
但若是躺下来,
so the shepherd, to help the sheep rest, oftentimes, when he finds a green pasture where they need to eat,
当一个牧者找到一大片青草地，羊可以吃的时候，
he himself will lie down in the grass.
牧者会做一件事，他自己会躺下。
And let them know it's okay.
然后让所有的羊看见。
You don't need to be afraid.
就不会害怕，说哦，我们可以躺下来。
You don't have to protect yourself.
你现在不用保护自己。
You don't have to run.
你不需要逃跑。
Amen.
阿门吗？
We cut that fear off because we have the shepherd with us.
因为我们牧者在我们身边。
Amen.
阿门吗？
You know, so much of the stress and anxiety in our life is the direct result of always, always being afraid.
要我们没有牧者的一个很明显的光景，就是我们总是担忧，总是害怕。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Psalms 23, verse 4.
诗篇23篇第4节。
I will fear no evil.
我必不怕遭害。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I will fear no evil.
因为耶和华是我的牧者，我必不怕遭害。
No evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your house.
没有任何邪恶的事情能够临到你或你的家。
When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, or in the shade of the Almighty, the protection of the Almighty.
当你
And the scriptures promises because we have made him our dwelling place, no evil will befall us.
当我们选择神做我的避难所，我的隐处， 我就不怕遭害。
We need to claim that promise. Amen.
我们必须要来支取这个应许。
I will fear no evil.
我就不怕遭害。
Now it's understandable to some degree when a trouble comes, when a conflict comes, that we get a little bit shaken, we might become a little fearful.
有的时候难处来了，征战来的时候，我们难免会有一点影响，会有一点害怕。
But how many of us are we fear evil before it even comes knocking?
但是很多人呢，有多少人会在那个难处还没有来的时候就开始害怕？
We walk in a constant fear of what might be.
好像我们一直为着可能发生的事情在担忧。
Of what could happen.
什么可能发生的事？
Of what somebody said happened to them.
或者别人经历的事，
of what once happened to somebody that we know.
我们所认识的人他的一个经历。
Amen. It hasn't even come near your house, but yet you're afraid of it.
这个事情还没有来到你的家，你就已经开始害怕。
That is not the will of God for us as believers.
这不是神向着我们信他的人的心意。
Amen. You agree with me on that one, don't you, Fisher? That's true. Amen. That's true.
弟兄同意吗？
What do you say? Of course. No. Yes. But you see what I'm saying? How many of us do that? We're afraid of what might happen, what we heard happen to our cousin, or what, you know, what we read in the newspaper. It's not even close to us, but yet we're afraid of it.
我们有多少人会为了在我们四周发生的事情而忧虑，即使它还没有临到我们，并没有临到我们。
Psalms 28:9.
诗篇28篇第9节。
Save your people, bless Israel, your special possession.
求你拯救你的百姓。
Lead them like a shepherd.
赐福给他，你的产业牧养他们。
And carry them in your arms forever.
扶持他们直到永远。
Amen. Amen. The closer you are to the shepherd, you know, when you get in his embrace, the Christian walk becomes easier and easier. Amen.
你跟你的牧者更近，在他的怀中。
It's only when we can't hear the shepherd's voice.
只有说我今天我都听不到牧者的声音。
When we're not seeing the shepherd.
我也没有看见牧者。
Amen. When we're not within his reach, that life gets shaky.
我们没有很靠近他的时候，我们的生命就开始摇摆。
Number seven, we're needy.
第七个迹象。
All these things constitute being needy, but that, you know, the bottom line is, A sign of not having a shepherd in our life is we're always needy.
就是我们常常都是在缺乏之中，我们总是有需要。
Amen.
这也是一个没有牧者的一个迹象。
You always feel in need of something. I need to be encouraged. I need to talk to somebody. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need this physical possession. I need something.
我总是需要这个，需要那个，我需要跟这个人讲，我需要那个东西。我总是一直在缺乏的里面。
What we're talking about is the sheep that is in close relationship with the shepherd, he's content. She's content.
你知道一个真正跟牧者靠近的人，他总是一个安息满足的状况。
The scripture says, be content with such things as you have.
要以你所有的为主。
Knowing this.
要知道这件事。
Knowing this.
知道这件事。
That he, the good shepherd, will never leave you nor forsake you.
要知道你的牧者永远不会离弃你。
When you're connected to the good shepherd,
当你与你的好牧者连结的时候
you have contentment in your life.
你就会满足。
You have joy in your life.
你就会有喜乐。
You feel at peace with your circumstances.
你就对你所有的环境能够有安息。
Even when they're a little challenging,
虽然环境可能是充满了挑战
if the good shepherd's real close, amen?
但是因为你靠近了牧者。
And this is where the flock of God comes into play. Don't be afraid, sister. Don't be afraid, brother. The shepherd's here. Amen. We encourage one another with this truth.
这是你群羊的好处，因为你的弟兄姊妹会安慰你说，不要害怕，不要丧胆，我们的主在这里掌权。
Amen. Does this make sense this morning?
这话合理吗？听得懂吗？
Look at the trouble in your life. Look at the discontent. Look at the circumstances in your life, and they will either confirm that you're close to the good shepherd,
看看你的环境，看看你的情形，或这些观察会让你确定你是与主同行，紧紧相随，
or they confirm,
或者呢，
that you're not connected closely to the shepherd,
你是没有紧紧与你的牧者同行，
you're not connected to the flock of God,
你没有与神的群羊连结。
There's a distance, a gap between you and the shepherd and the flock.
在你和牧者与群羊中间有一个距离。
It's simple.
很简单的。
You wanna change those circumstances?
你要改变这个状况吗？
Do you wanna be able to walk in those green places, those peaceful places?
你愿意行在青草地上充满平安吗？
Get back to the shepherd.
赶快回到牧者身边。
Amen. Amen. Get back to the flock.
回到群羊的当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Very simple.
这是很简单的事。
Amen. So we want to, I don't know, we've got a few minutes here to pray.
我们还有几分钟，让我们能够一起祷告。
But if you are recognizing this morning,
今天早上，若是你承认，你也认知，
you've let distance come between you and the shepherd.
你和你的牧者中间有一段距离。
It's been a long time since you heard the shepherd's voice.
已经很久没有听见牧者的声音了。
It's been too long since you felt the shepherd's embrace.
已经很久没有感觉到牧者的拥抱了。
You feel a little frightened. You feel unsafe, insecure.
你觉得不安全，你有一点害怕。
Just ask him to help you. Amen.
现在就告诉牧者来帮助你。
Okay, well let's just pray here a minute. But if that's you, one of the things that we always like to do is to receive ministry.
有一件事我们常做的，让我们接受神的服事。
The scripture tells us, encourages us that the body of Christ
就是基督的身体
is oftentimes, that's the shortest connection to the shepherd, amen?
是我们与牧者之间最短的距离。
So if you do have this need in your life, I just encourage you to stand up right where you're at, and we'll pray for you.
若是你觉得这是你的需要，你需要回到牧者身边，我请你站起来，好让我们为你祷告。
You feel distant from the shepherd.
你觉得我离牧者有一点距离。
Maybe you feel like you're having a hard time connecting with the flock.
或者你觉得我离群羊很远
，and we wanna help you fix that.
我们要帮助你回来，阿门吗
？If everybody's okay, that's okay with me too.
若是你没有这个问题，我也没有问题。
But don't be content to leave distance between you and the shepherd.
不要离开这里而满意于说你现在离你的牧者很遥远的距离。
Amen. Well, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus. God, we just ask you to help us with our hearts.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们的心。
God, if we have become the shepherd of our own shepherd,
主啊，我们若成为我们自己的主，自己的牧者。
God, we ask you to, that we would, could help us change that. God, we'd be, to be submitted back to you.
帮助我们，是的，主，帮助我们回头来服于你自己。
Amen. Amen. So we ask you, Lord, just help us today in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们就求你帮助我们。
God, just forgive us for trying to, in any way, do this by ourselves.
赦免我们，任何时候我们要靠自己的力量来做。
God, do not, for not recognizing our need for you and not recognizing our need for the family of God, the flock of God.
赦免我们不认识我们需要你的这个需要和需要我们弟兄姊妹的需要。
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
So Lord, we just ask you just to speak to our heart again, God. If the, for those who have not heard your voice in a while, we ask you to speak. Just call them to yourself. Call them to yourself, Lord.
对那些好久没有听见你的声音的人，我们求你亲自呼召他们。
Amen.
Yes.
Father, we don't want to be sheep without a shepherd. We need your shepherding.
父啊，我们不要做那个没有牧者的羊，我们需要你的牧养。
God, help us just to remove any barrier between us and you.
除除去所有站在你和我们中间的拦阻。
Help us to remove any and every barrier between us and our the other sheep of your flock.
也帮助我们除去一切我们和肢体之间的拦阻。
I need thee The shepherd is calling with his gentle voice. The shepherd who laid down his life for us. The shepherd who has his hands pierced through by nails so that he can bring us home, back to the fold, to the Father's house. We can trust him. He is calling us home. He's calling his sheep home. He's calling us home now. He asks us to trust him, to believe, to rest, to have peace, have protection, have provision, to experience all the promise and goodness that through Jesus Christ. Let's just trust him and let go of all the burden, all the worries, all the sin that easily entangle us. Follow him. 好牧者在呼召我们。 这位牧者是为我们牺牲自己的性命，在这里用他钉痕的手，在这里呼召我们，让我们知道他爱我们，他的应许，他的保护，他的供应，他的同在，他所有的荣耀与我们共享。在这里神呼召我们，这位舍命的好牧人在呼召我们，放下各样的重担。 脱去所有传来我们的罪，我们起来跟随他，我们从我们自己的道路里转出来，承认你是我们的主，我们的神，你是我们的牧者，我们需要你带领我们跟随你，赦免我们所有被盗的罪，赦免我们所有的刚硬。今天我们在这里承认我们的刚硬软弱，求你赦免，求你接纳。 求你带我回家，我们的牧者在呼召我们回家，神要我们回家，回到牧者的身边，回到群羊的里面，在他的保护里往前，在他的一路上行走。我们的心赞美你，我们感谢你，你真是认得我们，让我们听见你的声音。我们谢谢主，早晨还要来围绕我们。 环抱我们， take us home, Lord. Take us home where your heart is, Lord. Keep us away from danger and temptation, from all the deceitfulness, from all the rebellion of this time. Take us home. Keep us close to you. Jesus, we thank you. We love you. You hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.